Hey, DL.
Hey, Jim.
So I was thinking,
Yeah.
what if our listeners could also smell us right now? Like, digitally smell us the way they digitally hear our voices.
Smell-o-vision or smell something.
Smell-o-vision. Right now, we would smell
Smell
really good.
like
Like, they would want
frankincense.
to unmute that smell-o-vision.
Oh, do you think either side could unmute? Like either the people that
Yeah.
had the smell or the other?
Yeah, we could. They could be just like you can with voice. Why couldn't you mute smell? So we
Maybe
don't want to
we
smell their stinky
can.
ass.
Wouldn't it be interesting though if online dating was that way?
Like,
Like you're all the anticipation of meeting the
yeah,
person, but like, wait, I gotta smell what he smells like first.
you look great. Your profile sounds
You smell like
wonderful.
shit.
Yeah, your voice sounded great on the phone, but oh my God,
Your place smells
your
like you haven't ever
smell-o-vision.
opened a window.
Yeah, save a lot of bad situations, especially if you go home on the first date.
Oh my gosh. Hilarious. Hi
Welcome.
to
Hi.
the welcome to the Intimacy Cadre podcast.
Cast.
Nice.
Today
Today's random.
is random. So it's the one nobody listens to because nobody knows what to make of
Yeah,
a
they're like,
random
what's that
episode.
word? What are they talking about? It's 222.
Mostly it's because we couldn't think of a single. We had lots of topics, but not one that felt right for the night.
And except for this one,
This one
which is
is
random.
random, but it's not fully random because you and I have taken some time to
To
write
come up with some questions.
for each other
Yeah.
that we can both participate in the question if it's appropriate for us to participate, but we don't
Okay.
know what each other has.
What if we wrote the same
I know, I
questions?
thought that. I thought that would be wild. One of them would be pretty interesting if you asked me the question, because it
Has to do with the pussy.
might. So who's beginning? Who wants to
On
start?
first?
Let's get to it.
Okay, I'll go first. Can I
Okay.
go?
Yes.
Okay. Dun, da, da, da. Okay, this is what zoomed into my brain first. Whoops, excuse the paper sounds, because where is it in my notebook? I can't fucking find it. There it is. When I started on my ecstatic pussy journey, there was a thing that I was thinking about and seeking and searching and asking people about constantly. And that was, what's the difference between love and being in love? Wait, did you have that question?
It's
Oh
similar.
my
You,
God.
maybe I should. No, let's. Well, might I ask it? And
Okay.
then I'm going to ask you a question that's going to sound like a follow-up, like we planned
Okay. Oh,
all of
cool.
this.
We're so connected.
You used to ask me this question all the time. What's the
Yeah.
difference between love
Yeah. We haven't talked about it for a
and being
while.
in love?
From your perspective.
Well, I think there's lots of things and people we love that we wouldn't necessarily say we're in love with them, or we might. Some people say they're in love with their new car, or they're in love with their children, or they're in love with, but I don't think they mean the same thing as saying being in love with a romantic partner. So I'm going to assume you mean in love in the sense of romantic partner, but maybe there's something all those things have in common. And then there are lots of things we love also.
That was my quest for quite some time. And what everybody's definitions of those two things is
Yeah.
fascinating.
So love for me is a really big topic. It's when I was 11 years old, my dad became a minister when I was 10, actually, almost 11 when he became a minister. And he would, I didn't know anything about God or any of this stuff, but he would say, God is love. And so my whole life from then was like, what the hell does that mean? What the hell does that mean? I don't think I would have said that when I was 10. What does that mean? God is love. And so my whole life has been trying to seek out both ends of that question. What is God? What is love? How are they the same? And so love to me is at root, it's like the principle of the universe. It's the most powerful force. It's even stronger than a black
Oh
hole.
my gosh!
And
It's stronger than a black hole.
it's what connects us and binds us. It's the bonding agent of the universe. But you don't necessarily always feel it.
Yeah.
You feel all kinds of stuff. And love feels like it's a feeling, It's a feeling. It's almost the knowledge that there's love going on here. Now, some people, when they say they're in love, maybe they don't mean the same thing as love. It's this big feeling of chemistry and connection. And maybe there's actually not a lot of love going on. But love to me is, it's everything beautiful about how we relate to each other or anything. It doesn't even have to be a person. It's basically an activity of caring. There's, of course, I don't know how into the Bible people are here, but
this is at everybody's wedding, people
read 1 Corinthians 13 and they say, love is patient, love is kind, love does not envy, love keeps no record of wrongs. I always thought it was a beautiful summation of all the things that go into love, but it doesn't necessarily mean you're in love. And so in love seems to have that extra feeling, the butterflies, the I'm excited to see this person, the magnetism, the chemistry, that piece of it. And it may or may not have something to do with love, but I like to believe it does. Like there were times I thought I was in love, but the times I felt I was really in love is where I felt like I had that feeling and love was being practiced. And every other time I was just mistaken. I had some feeling that's like being in love, but there was something else going on. Sometimes that people say in lust or in something else.
Mm-hmm.
So I do like to connect. If it's in love, it should have something to do with love. But it's sort of a manifestation of one way love, one form love can take. I guess that's how I feel it. I don't know if that makes any sense.
Totally. What's your follow-up question?
Did you want to say anything about that? Do you have any difference?
No. Yeah. Well, yes, but...
You don't want to talk about it.
Maybe I'll circle back around.
Okay. My first question.
Uh-huh.
Can being in love... Mm-hmm. It's so funny because we have no idea about anything in the world of intimacy. We didn't say it had to be about love or anything else.
Oh my gosh, that's
Can being in love last longer than scientists say those chemicals last?
Oh, like 2 to 3 years?
2 years, I think, max for... And if so, how?
I would hope so. That I don't totally know yet.
Are you still in love with me?
Yes.
Did you miss me? When we were apart for how many hours?
Yes, yeah. I did.
I'm just kidding.
How long is it possible?
Yes.
Is it possible to go beyond? And yes. How?
And how?
If it's possible, which I don't totally know yet, I would...
So you haven't seen evidence of it in someone else that you believe?
I can't feel other person's in-loveness.
Okay. Fair.
I'm just via my experience. You can sense all kinds of juicy things from other people, but I don't know that I can necessarily really know how they're feeling on the inside. And how that would be possible, I would say via intimacy.
So our big experiment is what we do will actually help us stay in love longer.
Wow.
We're closer to 2 years than 1 year at this point in a relationship. And we're still there. Very madly in love.
Okay.
So I also believe it's possible, and I also would give a pretty similar answer that our intimacy practices around breath, movement, sound, wanting communication, building the foundation,
connection,
fostering connection, just that we have a chemistry connection.
Yeah.
Something, because I do think that's what goes away, is if you don't foster it, the chemistry is what brings people together, and the chemistry is not enough. By itself.
Okay, should I move on to number two?
Sure.
Okay, how many levels of sexuality exist? No, wait. Like, where are we now and what's possible?
How many levels of sexuality exist? What do you mean by levels of sexuality?
Well, I've just, as we I guess, progress in our exploration of intimacy via sexuality, we keep experiencing all these different things, and it feels like we're learning more. This is really more.
Similar to my next question.
Are you serious?
To you.
So fucking crazy.
I'll get to it. As
okay. I just feel like we have like a zillion levels it's like the ceilingless.
So there's I think a danger in approaching it that way, in the sense that we can say to ourselves, well, we've on the one hand never reached it because there's all these levels.
Yeah.
And so we always feel like we're lacking. So
I feel like we're lacking.
But we're lacking in the sense that there's so much more to go.
Yeah, but that's the fun part, is like exploring that.
Yeah, I
and
think
knowing that it's there.
One sense we're already there,
mm-hmm.
in the sense that we can have complete ecstatic experiences, but two, what those experiences feel like and how we can approach them and what we do in that body. I feel like there's infinite levels. Like even if we reached a point where we're consistently, you talked about the rocket going out through your crown chakra.
Yeah.
If we were consistently able to do that and do a lot of other things as well, once we reach that world, I believe there would be a whole new world.
I know. That's what's so exciting.
So there's always places to go. And yet each time we have this experience, well, I die happy right then.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
That was complete.
I die happy.
So there's a sense things are complete, in a sense you never get there, which is a very gym answer.
Yeah. To
guess. And it depends what the senses are.
Yeah. Yeah. So then what's your part of that? That's
okay. This was the question I had written as three and moved up to the two spot. So this is specifically about you, but it's very similar. Where would you like to grow next in your journey toward an ecstatic pussy? And how close do you think you are to it? I told you it's the same question. We've really did go to separate parts of the room
to write like,
these questions.
It's hilarious. Okay, where would I like to go? And wait,
what's next on your that you would like to go on your ecstatic journey, pussy journey?
Well, there's a few. Well, the first things that kazoomed to the front of my brain yesterday when I was doing my egg work, my egg plurk, I noticed that, okay, I think this is what I understand working with the jade egg or the yoni egg, that you get to a certain point where you need less, you can just do maintenance exercises. Like you build, strengthen, and then you don't have to do it as much because you've got to a certain strength level and you just have to maintain. I'm not sure if I ever have gotten to that. I don't know. I haven't gotten to that strength level yet because I have a lot of spaciousness like up near my cervix, and I haven't been able to really activate those muscles yet.
Mm-hmm.
So where am I now? Was that one of the questions?
Yeah, where are you now? What's next?
Yeah. I want to really wake that up and strengthen it more. Uh-huh. Just more consistently.
And we talk about some of this in the Ecstatic Pussy Chat episode.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're completely lost,
oh, yeah.
All of these things, go to that episode
mm-hmm.
and look at it.
It's a little crystal on a string that I bob up
briefly,
and down in my pussy.
How does that help you have an ecstatic pussy?
How does that
stronger? Yeah. Just, I don't think we can emphasize that enough.
Okay. From my perspective, I always say that because all pussies are different, all experience is different. From my perspective, the awakening of inside of the entire vagina and cervix and everything up in there then translates into this awakening in your life of all parts or all aspects of your life can then come online because you don't have the numbness anymore. So I'm just really excited to find out what all of that is in my life because it's already so fabulous. What could come online as I start to wake up my inners.
Mm-hmm.
So that waking that up fully, being able to fully then connect with that energy and breathing it all over the place in my body and into my life, That's how I feel like it connects into the ecstatic pussy. Did I answer that question?
It does.
Okay.
So the question is then the same as when you asked me, how far are you from?
Oh, right. I have no idea. I don't know. I could be like a week away, or I could be 16 years away.
So do you feel like you've experienced an ecstatic pussy yet?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So there's a sense you also feel complete.
Yeah, both. And there's so many more levels.
Sweet.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
We have time for a third question.
We have time for a third question. Okay, this is one that I wasn't totally sure which one to do. Why don't you ask me your third?
Okay. Switching it up.
We're switching it up, and maybe then that'll...
Okay. So this is an intimacy topic. Mm-hmm. So if someone is completely lost in knowing how to open themselves up to intimacy, but they do want it, they say they want it, they're lost in knowing how, what would you recommend they do first? Is it one of the three keys? Is one of the three keys better for someone to start with? And by three keys, we mean breath, movement, and sound.
So they're stuck? Or they can't...
They don't even know how. They're like, I want to be intimate. I don't know how. Mm. Where do I start?
Mm.
I know I'm missing something in my life.
Mm-hmm. Which was my case. I guess it depends on... It might depend on what anatomy the person has. If it's a...
So you think they should start with their bodies?
I think so. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I always feel that it's best to start with your own body. Finding what feels good in your life, because it doesn't have to be something that comes through your body. It doesn't have to be through anything.
So even if they come to you and say, I don't know how to even open up to anybody. The words aren't coming to me.
So they start with themselves.
And even then, that's a body. They start in their bodies to
help. I would...
Mm-hmm. I was just asking. I actually 100% agree with that.
Oh, okay.
I'm just asking to just make it clear.
Yeah.
Like.
You've got to connect it with
that. I don't necessarily mean sexual, but even then it's a body.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Through movement, through. There's all kinds of things of just finding what feels good in your life and breathing that into your body.
So, DL, just tell me one thing. What's that one thing I should start with? What do you recommend? I'm coming to you not as a woman, but as a man.
Just one thing?
Yeah.
Oh, as a man?
Yeah. I don't know intimacy. Where should I start?
Oh, my gosh. Move your body.
Ding, ding, ding. That's exactly what I tell everybody, male or female. Move.
Yeah.
Move your body in different ways.
Yeah.
That you're not going to be able to just think yourself into intimacy.
Uh-uh. It's such a key piece.
And I believe in thinking. I'm not one of these people who says the mind gets in the way. I believe in it.
You're a thinker. Yeah.
And yet I don't believe that they're not getting intimacy because of their mind.
Yeah.
I think it's because some habit in their body has to change.
Mm-hmm.
So totally believe in these somatic practices.
Yeah.
You win the prize.
Woo-hoo-hoo. What do I get?
You get to ask me my third question.
Oh, okay.
And a kiss.
I'm not sure which one to ask, but I'm going to ask this one. It is another sexual type question. It's about moving the sexual energy and expanding your zones of pleasure. Because I remember how my clit especially was just like this teeny weeny little zone, and then it started to expand out using the keys expand out, and now I can experience like this orgasms from in my neck or my nipples or my arm, my elbow pit, or all of these random places. Like, how does that feel in your body, or how do you
how does it expand, or how does it move?
Yeah, or have you been able to shift around your zones of pleasure?
To a limited extent, I've been able to shift my zones of pleasure. I don't usually think of it as zones of pleasure, but zones of arousal.
Yeah, zones of arousal.
What arouses me?
Yeah.
What I tend to do is I start with what works, and then I build from there. So you talk about that little zone of the clit, and then you build around it.
Yeah.
I think that's how it does, though it may not be a straight line. So, yes, for men, it's the penis. But it's not like I then start touching my inner thighs to expand that zone.
Yeah.
For me, it could be kissing you in a certain way.
Yeah.
So I feel the arousal. I kiss you. Then there's a connection between kissing you, maybe kissing you in a certain place on your body. Your neck is one example that you, or the back of your, you know, those things. When I feel, I start feeling aroused from that. And then I feel it in different parts of my body.
Mm.
And then obviously breath helps move mm-hmm. that energy around and circulate it. But do I have different pleasure zones? I mean, we discover a few here and there, like mm-hmm. my ears and how does it expand? I don't think for me, it just, it expands in blotches. It doesn't expand in like this increasing zone, the way you describe with your pussy. Like I don't suddenly feel like my thighs open or any of that.
Would you like to experience it that way?
No, not really.
Mm.
I kind of like the ding, 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 ding. You know, eventually it all fill up. Like nice. For me, I guess maybe because I'm a more mentalist approach, I'm feeling the connection between the energy in two different places. And then it does extend. So when you hold my hands a certain way, right, or you gave me a full body massage recently, that was, I felt so much in my feet mm-hmm. and that was pretty cool. It didn't arouse me, but it was a zone of pleasure. So there we go. That's the pleasure.
Like
the pleasure expanded into places that I don't usually think about feeling one way or another.
Mm-hmm. Amazing.
For you, would you say it tends to expand out like a zone, or do you also have places? I guess it's where... at that spot.
Stay tuned for the next episode of...
So we did talk about ecstatic pussy really quickly.
Yeah.
You're giving your talk March 11th.
March 11th, 6:30.
It's on our website, Intimacy Cadre.
Emergence Movement and Wellness Studio.
And women only. It's at intimacycadre.org.
.org.
Email us. We'd love to hear your questions and answers.
Oh, yeah.
IntimacyCadre@gmail.com.
Woo,
woo. All right. So thank you for
thanks for listening.
This is a fun episode.
Yeah, this was fun.
And at least we had different questions at the end.
Yeah. Go us.
Yeah. Because we like each other.
We like each other. Bye, everyone.
Bye.